Anthony, can you just talk about the team coming back from 18 to win the game?
Yeah, we had a consistent message throughout the game. Like, obviously, we didn't start how we wanted to. Me and Miles and the coaches, and we had a pretty consistent theme that we were pushing. Like, there's gonna be times where you're not playing well, but you just gotta stick with it. And like, once you break through that one time, you'll be good. Like, we started to get on a run. Like, teams are gonna make their runs. We have to try to limit their run and get on ours.
And then for you, what was going on in that second half?
I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but I just felt like myself again. Like how I used to play in high school. Everything was just flowing. Like, I got in rhythm pretty quick, and then the ball just found its way in every time I shot it. So I appreciate the coaches pushing me to, you know, at times when stuff's not going my way, just telling me to stick with it. I was just glad to help the team wherever I was needed, like I said.
And obviously you had 5 threes, but I thought some of your biggest moments came when you drove to the hoop. Can you just talk about the differences when you're shooting a three and deciding to go to the hoop?
Yeah. I'm a big guard. So when I have guards on me, I like to, you know, drive in. But also when I have bigs on me, I feel like I'm more lateral and more quicker than the person guarding me. So I just try to like I said previously, I just try to use my versatility to my advantage. I'm not a traditional big, I'm not a traditional guard, so just being able to balance those. But I've definitely drove a lot more today because I seen them running at me after I hit one or two threes. Like, they wanted to run me off the line. So just trying to get into attack mode, and, you know, we weren't really hitting shots as a team. So just seeing me, Miles, Nico get into the rim, like, that's like a momentum booster. And it kind of like changed our mentality overall, and just getting to the rim, like, we don't have to solely depend on threes. Like, getting to the rim is just as good, because then you're asserting your dominance on the game.
And I thought the biggest play was your block of Milos in the final 30 seconds. Yeah. Can you just talk about that play?
Coming out the timeout, I talked to my team, and I told them that I was probably going to get posted up because I saw them check him back in. So I was ready for it. We definitely messed the coverage up, because normally, you know, we would throw something different at the big when I'm guarding them. But, you know, I didn't see that happening, so I just took it upon myself to just I couldn't let him score. Like, I talked to the team in the huddle. I said, we didn't come back down 20, down whatever we were, to give the game back to him. So all I knew was we needed to win with a win.
And in that moment, when you know they're either looking for the layup or a foul, like, how do you get the block without fouling? Like, is it about positioning your arms? Like, what's going through your mind? Obviously, it's a split second play.
In the eyes of the coaches, I probably shouldn't have went for the block. Yeah. You know, because they want you, make them finish over you. But when it comes down to the end of the game, like, you definitely have to be disciplined. But at times, like, the coaches tell us, you gotta be a basketball player. So he posted me up. He ended up drop stepping, and he didn't use his outside hand. He went up with his inside hand. So that gave me the opportunity to. I saw the ball and I went for it. And if they would have called a foul, I would have been disappointed because I got all ball. Yeah. But, you know, I could have saw if they did.
And then finally, it's the first time in the season the team's won back-to-back games. Yep. How do you keep the momentum going?
That's what we came in the game. That was our mentality. We've struggled to string together wins. We'll win one, we'll lose a couple of them, we'll win another one. And that's why the focus today was, like, although this team's on a run, like, we have more than half the game left, like when they came out really hot at the beginning of the game, like our energy kind of shifted a little bit. We were kind of down on ourselves. But, you know, that's what the coaches are here for, and that's what our leaders are here for, just relaying that message, consistent message, just trying to – we came out playing soft. We came out not playing hard. So just once we flipped that switch, you saw the difference in the game. Like, they were rattled. They started turning the ball over. So it was just – that's what our team's capable of. Like, we're capable of being the toughest team in this league. And that's what we're striving to be, and that's what we're going to be.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
And congrats.
Thank you.